The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show.
Hey, Cleaning Nation, what's up? My name is Lindsay Bjorklund. I am back today hosting the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast, and I am the client happiness manager slash podcast producer here covering for Mike because, well, he practices what he preaches, I guess. So he is out with his own millionaire mastermind, I guess, Jackson. And Jackson's here, of course, too. Sorry, let me introduce Jackson, who is co-hosting today with me, so I can pick his brain. He's our ad tech monkey genius here at Grow My Cleaning Company. But yeah, so thank you for covering with me, Jackson, while Mike's out learning and growing himself, just like we teach our people.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what he comes back with. Well, yeah.
You're like, well, yeah, it's always challenges, but fun challenges.
Exactly.
Mostly. We like being challenged, though. Actually, our whole team just got together at an event last week in Hilton Head, South Carolina, with our Next Level members and our Millionaire Mastermind members. So that was really exciting. Jackson, you were teaching a lot of good stuff.
Yeah, we talked about hiring. We talked about content. We talked about money. We talked about brownie recipes, massages, the whole nine yards. Brownie, I think we covered every potential topic we could cover in three days.
I did not hear the brownie recipes or massages. I missed out on those conversations.
You missed out. They were good ones.
Nice. Well, today I was talking with Jackson here before we started. And I'm like, what can we talk about today that's going to bring value? And he's like, well, when's this coming out? And I'm like, well, Monday, actually, after Halloween. And it's a holiday weekend. And Jackson had this awesome idea, which I'm super excited about what is it, Jackson? How we can leverage the holidays to grow our cleaning companies?
Yeah, basically leveraging what's going on to help your cleaning company. And biggest thing right now is, you know, the holiday season. So Black Friday is no longer Black Friday. It's now Black November, really. So I'm sure we've started seeing the Christmas commercials already. And I'm recording this on Friday. It's not even Halloween yet. And I've seen holiday commercials. And really? When this comes out, the switch is flipped, and we're instantly in that holiday consumer shopping buying mode. And so just because you're a service-based company doesn't mean you can't capitalize on that.
Okay. So I wanted to back up right there, because that was actually my first question. Is when I think of like holiday deals and stuff, cleaning companies aren't really one of the first things I would think of as taking advantage of that. So I like that you're bringing this up, because when I really stop and think about it, there's a lot of stuff going on at businesses in homes over the holidays that people want to, you know, clean up their messes for, sweep stuff under the rug, so to speak. And especially with the pandemic, hopefully, knock on wood, getting out of here and people are gathering again, I'm sure there's a lot of need for cleaning again, right?
Yeah, exactly. So last year it was kind of a different story, but this year I think a lot of people are going to start getting back together with their friends, with their families. And this is the time when people often have parties, people have relatives over for extended periods of time, people are in the home for extended periods of time because they're taking vacations, the kids are home from school. If you live in the Midwest like I do, or on the East Coast like Lindsay does, we've got snow, which means salt, which means everything's crusty, everything's building up. So there's a couple different factors that play into here. And we're talking about the residential side that can, you know, present problems for homeowners where they would really appreciate the additional help with cleaning companies. Now, on the commercial side of things, you've kind of got two opportunities here. One, you've got, if you service storefronts or business fronts that often have foot traffic, you can expect increased foot traffic around this time of year, because of, you know, people shopping, people getting their stuff done before the end of the year. If you service doctor's offices, especially, everybody's trying to get in their services before their before their deductible runs out, or however that is with their health insurance. So they cram everything in towards the end of the year, which increases foot traffic, which increases the need for a clean workspace, really. And so on the commercial side, you've got that aspect, but then you've also got the thought process of, oh, a new year is starting. And when do businesses often make these decisions for, you know, who they're going to work with, what type of vendors they're going to use? That's quarter one of the new year. And what better time to get your foot in the door and start getting in front of these places as they begin to think about these decisions and make choices for 2022 than at the tail end of 2021 and getting your name kind of in front of them. So there are huge opportunities to leverage, you know, the weather, people being home, holidays. You can do, there's a variety of different things, both on the home and commercial side.
That was so much information, dude. I love it. Yeah. Cause my brain is just, yeah, no, rewind that if you're listening and go back and write down all those ideas immediately, because I was just thinking holidays, but you brought up weather, you brought up Q4, which we're already in, right? Like, we're about to finish up the first month of Q4. So I was like, oh, we're putting this podcast out perfectly early for the holidays. Actually, we're a little late because Q4 is already happening. But hey, better now than never. So, all right, Jackson. So you got my brain going here. I would like to run through what an ad example could look like for both residential and commercial based on one of these ideas you came up with. Let's start with residential. If I was a cleaning company owner in our program coming to you and said, hey, Jackson, help me come up with a scheme, not really a scheme, but you know, come with an ad campaign, what can I do to get people in my door ASAP? And when do I need to start working on this plan?
Yeah. So for residential, like one of my favorite, most effective, I mean, you'll see Walmart do it. You'll see all the big names do it. And the reason they do it is works. It's just like, cross X off your holiday to-do list, your Christmas to-do list, your Hanukkah to-do list, whatever, cross your offering off their to-do list. So in this case, it'd be cross home cleaning off your holiday to-do list, right? Because now as a consumer, as a homeowner, you know, a lot of our clients work with busy moms or busy parents, right? Mm-hmm. So they're worried about getting the kids to school, getting their Christmas presents. Maybe the in-laws are coming over. Maybe they get, and the dad's got to put Christmas lights on the house. It's got all this stuff's coming up. And then you've got dirty shoes, mud prints, the kitchen's mess, all this stuff. So leveraging your presentation of taking just one thing off the plate, you know, you don't have to worry about your home cleaning and we'll do the same job you would do, probably even a little bit better. Right. Mm-hmm. And you, when you take that type of presentation, that type of offering, and then you bundle it with some type of holiday deal, which people are used to, it doesn't even have to be crazy or anything. But you bundle in like a free kitchen cleaning or a bathroom cleaning or something that kind of goes above and beyond. It really helps cement that this is something valuable back, and it's good value back add. Another kind of approach you can take with this is leveraging, you know, a free opportunity for a party cleanup, probably either pre or post, right? And this is good too, because you can do it on the front end or the bundle it in with normal home cleaning services, because it gets your foot in the door and it gives, again, that value add back to the person of, hey, I know it's the holiday season. Why don't you let us clean your house before your Thanksgiving or after your Thanksgiving dinner? Like, you know, you have all those dishes to do, just leave them and we'll come in on Friday morning or Saturday morning. We'll come in and do them for you. That's an extremely enticing thing for people who have for a huge family coming through.
Yeah.
Not having to clean up the turkey juices.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Clean up the turkey juices. Ooh, yeah, that sounded gross. wait, no, you just made me, can you clarify something for me? Because what we teach in our modules, right, is that we want to have recurring business. So can you clarify for me when you say like packages and stuff like that, are we tacking this onto some kind of recurring business offer or are you talking like one-offs?
You would always want to try and get it as a recurring business offer, right? Okay. There are that is the goal. And then sometimes, especially when you're starting out and you're maybe struggling to get that recurring business, you can use a discounted like party cleanup or something like that, party preparation as an incentive for reoccurring services, right? Because you know, you do a really bomb job at cleaning the house and you're just struggling to get them to commit to that. So why don't you showcase a little bit of that in the front end of doing the party cleanup or something like that? Definitely not the preferred way to do it, but it is an option you can do. I'd much rather say, hey, sign up for 3 months of services and you'll get a free party cleanup for Christmas and Thanksgiving, something like that. And then another thing before I forget my train of thought on this. So we've got the cross it off your to-do list, throw in the offer for free party cleaning. Another thing, great thing, is gifts. Like, use this as an opportunity to give a gift, especially like your mom, your parents, your grandparents, something like that. Cause like I'm at the point in my life where I don't know what to get my dad or my mom anymore. They're the hardest people to shop for. But if I got my mom 3 months of home cleaning paid and done, she'd love it because she would never spend her own dime on that kind of thing. But if I do it, she'd happily make a mess and let somebody else clean it up. So that is another opportunity for something like that to kind of, you know, obviously it wouldn't just be a month, or it would be a larger package, 3 months, 6 months, something like that. But as a gift, a potential gift for family members or friends.
Wow. That was huge. That was such a good one. If someone gave me that gift, life changing. Okay, cool. So that's residential. Let's go with commercial. What could this look like for commercial?
So the commercial side, there's a couple of different ways or a couple of different things going on. The first option is the increased amount of traffic that you have in here or have coming this time of year. And this is definitely more so if you have consumer face businesses that you service. So like stores, shopping malls, doctor's offices, excuse me. Stuff like that. You want to leverage that in your messaging and in what you're representing, that, you know, give the consumers the best facing presentation of your business as you possibly can. Don't worry if, you know, let them focus on, you know, closing out 2021 with a bang, as opposed to have to worry about mopping every 2 seconds or scrubbing the floors or anything like that. That is kind of a very short window of opportunity. Honestly, it's a little difficult to capitalize on that because you really have like the first half of Thanksgiving or the first half of November, excuse me, before Thanksgiving. The bigger opportunity is getting in front of these larger businesses that are looking to make decisions for 2022, because they want to. They're in the pain points. If they had cleaners and they sucked, they're starting to get back into the office. This is something they can't not worry about anymore. They were starting like, oh yeah, we really don't have people. We have people in maybe once, twice a week. We don't really need all much cleaning. Now they're really trying to worry about it. And they're realizing, oh, their cleaners they currently have are not sufficient. So they're exploring opportunities and they're trying to make a short list to make that business decision early in the next year. And so, leveraging that, making sure your business is on the forefront of their minds throughout the holiday season. That way, when they come back to work, they understand, hey, I can give so-and-so a call. I can give John a call over at Premier Cleaning, and he will go ahead and he'll treat my business right for the next year.
Cool. So I love that idea. I have a specific question, a little more specific to put you on the spot. But if I was a cleaning company owner for a commercial, how would I phrase, like, say a headline for an ad with that angle? Like, how would you phrase that? Like, sick of your vendor, need something fresh for 2022. I don't know. I'm terrible at this stuff, but I'm sure some people out there are kind of wondering the same thing. Like, how would you phrase it on an ad?
Yeah. So you would definitely want to incorporate whatever the pain point is for your market. And it's going to vary by market, of course. But something along the lines of like, stop focusing on your cleaning, focus on your business growth in 2022. You know,
that was good.
Is your office cleaning on your resolution list? Like, get it checked off with us, something like that.
Look at that. That's so good.
it's really just putting them at ease that once they make that decision in January, they will not have to worry about it ever again. And they won't have to, you know, and hopefully you can sign them up for a 6 to a year long contract on that idea.
Love it. Love it. So Okay. So just to kind of recap, residential this time of year, it's perfectly good to go with the holiday angle. That's a good idea. Get stuff off of people's lists, gifts, that type of thing. Commercial, though, you're recommending kind of focus on next year, planning ahead, closing up Q4 and getting ready for next year with Q1, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Cool. So I guess my last question to kind of like bring this full circle is there any difference between how you would recommend go like physically doing the ads for each of these scenarios? Like is Google, like Facebook ads better for one thing than the other? Is door to door? Like what would you suggest to someone for each of these strategies?
So for the residential side of things, I would 100% leverage social media. I would, if you're going to do any type of paid traffic, I would utilize that as an opportunity to be really visual with things, have very visual, you know, because that's everything on there is going to be very visual right about now. And everything's going to be kind of shiny object, trying to get people to click. But then also I think something that is underutilized would be like community groups or community pages, because people tend to pick up activity around this time of year, you know, looking for fun places to shop, or, you know, there are events. A lot of times there are events, you know, with like Christmas markets. I know here in the Midwest, we have a Christmas market in every shopping mall. And so leveraging those opportunities to, you know, pass out cards or just get yourself in front of, you know, homeowners and people in the buying spirit and the people that are thinking about these things. Those are just the only commitment there is your time to do those kinds of things. But definitely on the paid side, make sure it's visual, make sure your language and your offers are always presented front and center, and understand like their consumers are being bombarded with a lot these days. So you don't want to just let it sit and run. You're going to have to kind of always be thinking on the fly every week or so throughout the season. And so for the commercial side of things, it's absolutely utilizing Google and changing the messaging and starting essentially now to present people with ideas for 2022. Because if you start until January, they probably already started speaking with people and it might be a little bit too late. So they're going to start making their shortlist now. Everybody typically stops working around the 15th of December. And then they come back into the office around like the 8th or 7th of January. It's like that's just become the schedule of work. So if you catch people before the 15th of December, you're gravy. You're awesome. And if you can get them to remember you, yeah, if you can get them to remember you before then, even better, because they will remember you after when they come back to work. But if you try and email anybody, if you try to present ads for business related stuff in that window, it's just not worth it. Like to the point where I tell you just stop spending money in that window. You're fine. You're not going to
really.
Yeah.
Okay. So after the 15th,
well, let me look at my calendar real quick. Usually
I'm getting very specific here. I want to help people ASAP.
Okay. So
this is the inside scoop.
Actually. Yeah. I mean, honestly, it's probably the 17th. So the 17th is Friday, the Friday before Christmas week. So usually by that, I mean, people are really kind of checked out in December already, but the 17th, nothing's going to happen really after the 17th. And then, yeah, people really won't be focused back up on work until like the 9th or the 10th of January.
Cool. And we're in 2021. If someone's listening to this later and like,
yeah. Sorry. People in the future. This is it.
I'm being very specific for like right now on Monday, November 1st, when this is scheduled to come out. Okay. Awesome. Jackson, everyone's going to have to stop and rewind and listen to this, because this is what I love about having Jackson and Jared on too, is they just drop like all these bombs, like all this insider information that I feel like is hard to get and figure out on your own. So I'm going to cut you off there, Jackson, so people can digest that. Thank you so much for coming on and helping me out while Mike is gone. And I actually have a special call to action for this episode. people have been asking a lot of good questions on social media, like in our YouTube, and I think on Instagram too. So if you liked this episode with Jackson and getting some inside info, and you have a question for Jackson or Jared, both of our tech guys, drop it in the comments to this video on YouTube. I know on podcasts, you can't really do that. But what you can do if you're listening to this in podcast form is go to Grow My Cleaning Company. That's our handle on Instagram. And just send us a message and be like, hey, I heard this episode. Hey, can you guys give a suggestion on this? And if we like your question, we can cover it another time. I sprang that on Jackson too. He didn't know that I was going to do that.
It works for me. Sounds good.
Sweet. So hope you got some value out of this, Cleaning Nation. I'm going to sign off for now. I'm Lindsay and...
I'm Jackson.
This is Jackson. I'm like pointing to him, but he can't really tell. And thanks a lot, Jackson. And we'll see you next time, Cleaning Nation. Bye.
Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me, but like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing. Share it with a friend. Share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now. 602-932-6431. Give me a text. Say hey. Can't wait to meet you.